Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Rahim Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen.
The philosophy of the creation of human being, why we can say a creature by the name of Adam, al-insan, or human being, must be born or must be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the philosophy behind the creation? Okay, Shaykh, what do we have? What proofs do we have about regarding this question?
Right, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, again, regarding this important question as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this entire universe, we can say that from our rational evidence, from our reasoning, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect being. He has the beautiful names. He has the most authentic attributes. Everything belongs to him. And whatever any creature has is from him.
That's right.
So he's the source of all beauty, the source of all goodness, the source of all knowledge, and the source of all power. Mm-hmm. And he has all of these attributes, bizat, and all of the other creatures have all of these attributes through his giving these attributes to these other creatures.
That's right.
So what do we mean when we say that what is the purpose of creation? Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a perfect being, who is not in need of anything else, mm-hmm. why would he create the entire universe? Because he is without any need.
That's right.
So the scholars answer this question in a way that the benefit of the creation, the benefit of khilqa, is returning to the creatures themselves. Uh-huh. That is, it is for the benefit of the creatures. That's that right. God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created.
Because he does not need, we can say, creating us. What we need is getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes. That's so right. For the benefit of the creation, he created all of the entities. Mm-hmm. And so how we can answer this question, that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is without any need, he created everything else in order to benefit the creation. And one of the examples that we can give is that a painter who naturally paints, it is the natural instinct of that painter to paint.
That's right.
Right? So he is not in need of painting. Basically, he is giving all the colors to the universe. And all the colors are from the creator of the law, creator of the world. And every creation, whatever goodness it has, it is from the creator. But the creator himself is not in need of any of these, any of the worship of the creation, any of the singing of the praises of the creator. But the purpose of all of these do's and don'ts that we find in Sharia,
yes,
is for the benefit of the creation.
All right. We know that human beings are called Khalifatullah. I mean, the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Does it mean that human being is the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh?
Yes.
I mean, because in comparison to the other creatures, we can't say human beings must have many benefits, but at the same time, they must have many disadvantages in comparison to the plants, in comparison to the, some animals, in comparison to the other, we can say, planets on the universe. Why being called Khalifatullah, Shaykh?
Yes. So human beings have been given the power to reason, and they have been given this fitrah, that that deep inside we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the other creations, all the other creatures have not been given this power to reason as human beings have been given. So therefore, human beings have been nominated as Khalifatullah on this planet. And they have been given this mission to establish the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, and to live according to what has been ordained for them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the basic purpose of creation.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Is it so that if, for instance, that's right, about the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this type of ubudiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our servitude to himself, isn't it? But what is important is that we need such worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the ultimate source of the power, we will have a better, we can say, most perfect form of a spiritual growth in this world.
Yes. Yes, so in some of the verses which speak about the purpose of creation being the worship of
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
of all the creatures for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the basic benefit of worshipping returns to the creation. That is, if a human being is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is aligning himself or herself with the reality that is all present around us. Right. So when we align ourselves with the reality in this universe, what we are doing is that we are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are making ourselves able to receive those benefits and blessings and placing ourselves in line with the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is going to result in the growth of the human being, and he is aligning himself with the purpose of creation, and therefore his growth will result in him aligning with the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he himself will be blessed and will rise and become a better human being and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this benefit is getting back to the person himself.
That's right. We know that from the story of the cursed Satan, that when we can say human beings were born, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked all the angels and jinns in order to, we can say, prostrate before insan, Adam, and the Satan was not ready to do so. We can say a person who was believed to be an entity, who was believed to be a 6,000-year worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, was not ready to do so. This shows the significance of the creation of the human beings. And do we have any account that where is it going to end? I mean, the creation of the human being. Do we have any, for example, proof showing us that, for example, one day the creation of the human being will be done and finished?
Of course, we don't know when this process will end, or maybe if this this world that we are living in, once this ends, another universe or another creation can be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his system, it is only what we call in Arabic as phase, that is, phase and something that is continuous, a continuous process from the divine being.
The emanations of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Yeah, or what we call, you can say as emanation.
Emanations,
yes.
That's right.
So this emanation is a continuous emanation, mm-hmm. and this is a continuous phase, this process of, because giving existence to a being is a form of blessing for that being, because something that was not is existing right now. So this is a process that from the rational side, what we can say is that it is a continuous process. And so we don't know that this whole process will continue in another form in another world once the entire universe comes to an end. Okay. So this is what we can say.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish,
thank
for
you.
A nice elaboration. For sure, we must know that maybe the main purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the creation of human being was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean that Allah needs our worship. No.
Yes.
It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to get his creation, his best creation, that is human being, closer to himself through the ways. I mean, and this is a good, I think, answer to the atheists that say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I don't know, there's no belief in God or something like that, and the human beings were born by themselves, and this creature has been an accidental birth, if we can say, in the universe, and there's no purpose behind that.
Hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So just I would like to add one verse of the Holy Quran, uh-huh. which says that this is verse of Suratul Bayyina, verse number 5, which says that وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ هُنَفَى, that nothing else was commanded to them but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
That is, not associating anything with him. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَى وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ.
That's right.
And this is the established religion, or this is the religion that is upright, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were commanded to maintain prayer and pay zakat. So these are all forms of worshipping. Right? Praying. In praying, what we are doing is that we are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving zakat is a form of worship that involves the money of a person. That is, paying charity to the needy ones. So, the purpose of creation is mentioned here, that they were not commanded to do anything else but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. And thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. Nice elaboration from your side. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin حسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن